Welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. Well, I'm always talking about what the most common things that I hear are and what the most common things that people approach me with are. And honestly, I have to say the top one is water retention. You know, what causes this bloating? And we have all of these ideas of what causes water retention and where it comes from. But the bottom line is there are a lot of reasons for what causes this bloating, and there are some remedies for it that might be unbeknownst to you. And also, with that being said, there might be some misleading facts that you might think are causing this bloating, and also you might think will help reduce this water retention that might be actually getting you nowhere. So what is water retention and what causes it? Believe it or not, it's not just sodium and salt. Sure, that is a huge factor, and definitely when we eat something that's salty, we can feel the sodium build up within our tissues. We can see it accumulating, and we could feel it bubble up inside of us. It's this excess water that's retaining amongst us. But believe it or not, there are other factors that cause this. And over time, as I've worked with people and helping them understand what causes weight fluctuation, these are reasons that help individuals understand this constant fluctuation of the scale. And the reason why I think that this is such an important thing to understand is the number one reason for derailment in losing weight is that fluctuating scale. So having a base of knowledge as to what this fluctuation is will help you understand. So surely the salt and the amount of salt that you take in, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit later on today in the show, but because our bodies are made up mainly of water, we're going to fluctuate quite a bit in that. And for those of you that listen to my show regularly, you've heard me say this many times, 50 to 55% of the human body is composed of water. And if you were to take a gallon of water and put it on a scale, it does weigh 8 pounds. So if you break this down, a 155 pound person is going to weigh, it's 10 gallons of water, which is astonishing. So no matter what, no matter who you are, you're going to have that bit of fluctuation. So when it comes to the water retention and the bloat, you can certainly manage how much water you're retaining by simply understanding how your body amplifies this with the ways that water is retained. So when hydration is not balanced, your body tends to hang on to that in water. Usually water retention may cause you to feel heavier than normal, and actually at the same time less nimble or active. It can cause bloating, puffiness, swelling. I don't know if you have noticed pooling in your hands and in your feet. Where you wake up in the morning and your hands look like you have baseball mitts on. That's always a fun feeling. Water retention is a common health issue, and it can occur on a daily basis. A number of factors can cause this. You can help relieve this water retention by making several lifestyle changes. So some symptoms of water retention are bloating, especially in the abdominal area, swelling of the legs and feet and ankles, which we talked about. And one indicator for this is you can look for your ankle bone and your wrist bone. And if you can see it 1 minute and then you can't the next, then you know that you are swollen. And then, of course, the ring test. If the rings don't fit, that is an indicator that you are retaining water. Puffiness of the abdomen, face, and hips. Stiff joints is a sign of water retention. And then, of course, the weight fluctuations. Indentations of the skin, similar to what you see in your fingers when you've been in the bath or shower, commonly called pruning, is also another indication of severe water retention. So what are some factors that cause this? Again, earlier when we started this show, I said the common one, salt and food. And, of course, again, I'm gonna talk about that. But did you know that flying in an airplane will cause water retention? And this is one that I discovered myself one day when I literally was flying home from a vacation and I had sandals on, and I was amusing myself by watching my feet blow up like right before my eyes. So changes in cabin pressure will cause the body to hold on to water. So when it comes to the lungs, decompression in the air cause bloating. So similarly, the stomach will expand in high altitudes, leading to abdominal pain and constipation. So travelers are advised to avoid heavy foods and gassy drinks. So when you're up flying away, the next time you take a trip, that is, and you ask for a beverage and it's carbonated, you're actually adding more fuel to this horrible fire of bloat, because you are taking in carbonation, which is causing this influx of bubbles in your system. And then to top it off, you're sitting down. So when you're sitting down and you're not moving, you're not getting any kind of circulation in your feet, and now you have compounded this problem, so you are going to retain water. So with the ankles and feet, fluid will build up and pool, especially if you're overweight, and passengers are advised to keep their legs moving during a flight, which is oftentimes impossible. So now you have yourself quite the issue, because you have sat on a plane, you're not moving, you're in high altitudes, and you've just drank soda. So you get off an airplane, you weigh yourself, and you assume that you've gained all this weight because you were on vacation, which in a sense is not the case. So with that being said, sitting too long will actually do the same. So just because you're standing, you're not moving your extremities. So it's important to move around to get the blood circulating. So if you have a sedentary job, schedule time to get up and move around. If you notice that your ankles are swollen, gravity will help. Gravity keeps that blood lower in your body. So movement will help get that liquid, that retention moving around. It will relieve the pressure in your blood vessels, in your legs, and it will help that fluid relief. Sitting or standing too long can cause your tissues to hold on to water. So again, the key is to keep that blood circulating. And again, standing in place will do the same exact thing. So air flight, sitting, standing, two huge causes. All right, next big one, fluctuating hormones. We all know that hormonal changes will cause water retention. But while we immediately think of the female sex hormones like estrogen and progesterone when we're discussing this, this also ties in with the aging process. Testosterone can also play a role in this. So guys, you're not off the hook. All of the hormones do have a role in this water retention. However, women, especially postmenopausal women, do experience this at a height because as the ovaries gradually slow down and eventually stop functioning in postmenopause, the production of estrogen and progesterone come to a halt. So what happens when this occurs is we retain water. So that is a correct thing. Menopause will bring on water retention. That does not mean it brings on weight gain necessarily, but you might notice an increase of water retention. Low testosterone, especially chronically low testosterone, can lead to negative side effects that will also include this water retention. So have you guys heard of cortisol? It's a hormone that can foster negative side effects, and this is known as the stress hormone. So if you're stressed out, your cortisone levels are increased. There's these glands that are located near your kidneys, known as the adrenal glands. And if you're under a stressful situation, this will cause your cortisone levels to secrete cortisone out of control. And this could actually increase your water retention. So as I got here today for this show, I told the producer I was super stressed out. And so tomorrow, if my weight is increased, it's because of my cortisone levels. So what do you do in that case? Well, calm down. Get yourself calm and know that stress needs to be addressed, and it will consistently pile up. And no kidding, I've said this many times to people. If you stress about your weight going up for no reason, your weight will go up because your cortisone levels will increase, which will cause your water retention to go up. And you are going to see this huge influx of water due to the stress. So the hormones, progesterone and estrogen, do play a significant role in fluid retention. When estrogen levels are elevated, women tend to retain more water than usual. And so if you are taking synthetic hormones, then you are probably going to see an influx in your levels of water retention. And you might not only see them on the scale, but you might actually see them physically on yourself. During menopause, estrogen levels erratically fluctuate and the bloating becomes more chronic. Bloating during menopause can really take off because of this hormonal imbalance. And progesterone, believe it or not, is a natural diuretic. So when progesterone levels are gone, and gals, when we no longer produce the progesterone levels, then we get more bloating, and isn't that just so much fun? It's just this big, big party all around. But that's not all bad news, because you can solve all of these problems by moving around. So if you feel bloated and you are getting this water retention, it doesn't mean that you have to just deal with it. Get yourself moving. Some remedies for this are exercise, because if you are lacking in hormones, whether it is estrogen or progesterone or testosterone, moving around will cause that fluid to dissipate, and it will help with the bloating. So before I go on with the rest of my list on how to fix the water retention, I want to talk about the big one, and that's diet. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, and we're talking about the bloat? What causes water retention? And what could you do to avoid it? So we've already talked about some of the things that cause this unknown water retention, but the big one, dieting. Eating too much sodium. And I've done an entire show on just this. And we're not talking about just the salt shaker. But sodium is hidden in so many different things that you wouldn't even believe. And it's not just sauces such as soy sauce. We all know that soy sauce is high in sodium. But even vegetables and fruit that you wouldn't really know are high in salt may contain levels of sodium that would shock you. For example, celery is extremely high in sodium just naturally. So you want to start paying attention to these things, because if you're eating foods that are naturally high in sodium and then you're salting them to top it off, then to compile to that problem, you are premenopausal and you have a sedentary job, it's no wonder you might be experiencing bloating. So pay more attention to these factors, and this will help tremendously if you are somebody that is noticing these changes in your body. One of the main reasons in this water retention, of course, is eating food that's too much salty. The main component of this is, of course, table salt. And the body dilutes this with water if it is not present. So salt, which is the sodium, makes you very thirsty. And if you eat something that is high in salt, the body will hold on to this water. So just like a sponge that holds on to water, your body does the same. And like the sponge analogy that I've used many times, if you soak a sponge in water, what happens? Is it will weigh a lot more. Even though it will look the same as far as the size of it, it's going to be a lot more dense and it's going to weigh a lot more. I always think back to my original chili recipe before I became a health coach, and I used to just kind of throw all the ingredients together and buy the prepackaged mixes that are astronomically high in salt. And this is way on earlier in my years of cooking, when I didn't pay attention to sodium. And I used to always remember when I would make my chili, I would be just overly parched at night. I would just wake up in the middle of the night and just want water, 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 water. I couldn't get enough water. And of course, the next day I would weigh myself and weigh a lot more. And I would wake up in the morning with these baseball mitt hands and my rings wouldn't fit. Well, that is the perfect sponge in action. So much salt will make you thirsty and your body will hold on to this in water. So keep that in mind. Water retention is a result of eating too much salt. It's a result of eating processed, high sodium foods and sometimes not drinking enough water. Ingredients like MSG, baking soda, sodium saccharin, and believe it or not, eating out too much will have a significant role in inducing bloating. And it's not just plain table salt. I've said this many times. I encourage you to look up the sodium levels of foods when you're dining out. You will be blown away. One of my favorites, just plain old chicken breast. You know, you think you're eating healthy. Look up the sodium of just plain grilled chicken breast at pretty much any restaurant, and you will be shocked at how much sodium is in it. And you could really taste it if you think about it, because if you've ever just grilled chicken at home, plain old chicken, it absolutely does not taste the same as when you get chicken from a restaurant. So in order to alleviate water retention, you want to cut out processed foods. You want to limit your sodium intake to 2,300 milligrams or less a day. And that comes to only 1 teaspoon of salt. And if I could just interject here, that 1 teaspoon of soy sauce typically has 1,200 milligrams of sodium. And one entree at a restaurant, any restaurant that you would see down Randall Road, one entree typically has well over 2,000, just to give you an idea of what that's at. Season your food with other herbs and spices like garlic and ginger and dill, oregano, paprika. There's so many amazing spices out there, and you will notice a huge decrease in your water retention. Finally, medications. Medications have huge water retention side effects. Even over-the-counter pain relievers such as ibuprofen will cause water retention. I've done little experiments on myself with this, believe it or not. After surgery, when you are taking painkillers, your weight will not drop completely because of the common side effects of water retention. It is pooling of fluid or edema, which is a common side effect of these medications. If you've ever noticed that after surgery, certainly if you've had an IV, intravenous fluids, you'll get home from the hospital and you might weigh several pounds more than you did before surgery, and you haven't eaten anything because of the food restrictions, that is because of the IV drugs that are filled with sodium, but it's also the pain medications. And so as soon as you stop taking these medications, you might notice frequent trips to the bathroom, and you might wonder, my goodness, I'm sure going to the bathroom a lot, I haven't even drank that much water. Well, that is the edema releasing itself. That is your body releasing all of that fluid that it's been holding onto from all of the medications and certainly from the IV fluids. I can tell you myself, after being hospitalized once last year, I came home to a 10-pound increase, which floored me completely, and it came down really quick. So some of the most common drugs that will cause water retention are the over-the-counter pain relievers, blood pressure medications, antidepressants, prednisone, and oral steroids will cause that. However, if you are prescribed them by your doctor, you do need to take them, and note that this water retention is a temporary increase in weight, and like I just said, it will relieve itself once you stop taking those medications. So how can you drop this water? Very simple. And if you're watching the clock here, you might notice, oh my goodness, she's been yapping for 22 minutes and there's not much time left for her to give us the big scoop on how to get rid of it. Well, there's only one way, and I already gave you the one, and that's movement. Nothing crazy, just get those legs moving, take a walk. The other one, nothing special, water. Just hydrate. Don't take any diuretics. All of those diuretics that you see at the stores, at Walgreens and Walmart, they will not work. Drinking water is the best thing that you can do if you need to relieve some of that water. This is a proven fact. Any doctor will validate this to you unless you have a medical condition that might need a prescribed diuretic. But drowning yourself in several glasses of water a day will restore the sodium balance in your body, and it will give up those fluids. It'll also flush your system of whatever digestive tract issues are going on, and you might relieve some constipation as well, which will get your whole system in order. Ditch the sodas, ditch the carbonated beverages, and just drink regular, old, perfect, natural water. If you feel like you need to dress it up, add some lemon, add some lime slices. If you need to add a little natural low-calorie flavoring like Crystal Light or Propel, that is fine. Dandelion extract, which is a popular herbal supplement, has also been proven to help reduce the water retention due to its diuretic effects, but it's only because it has a high potassium content. And with that being said, any food with a high potassium content will do the same. So if you add potassium-leveled food such as bananas and avocados and tomatoes and sweet potatoes, leafy green vegetables to your diet, and do all of the wonderful things that you should be doing anyways, you will just notice these water retention levels dropping naturally. So often, and in fact, just yesterday, I had somebody reach out to me that was on my program a while ago and had lost a bunch of weight. And she said, hey, Irene, do you have a 3-day detox I could do? And so I asked her, you know, why? And she said, well, you know, her weight was up and she was feeling really bloated. And, you know, everybody's first thought is go on some crazy fix, go on some, you know, fast track diet to lose the bloat. And anybody that has ever followed my program, and I know there's lots of you listening right now, know that what you should do is get yourself moving, walk, get your mindset on track, and drink that water. It is truly nature's only way. And the more water you drink, it will flush your system out. If you have had a lot of salt, if you've had a very high salty meal, and certainly something that has a lot of preservatives, or you've gone on an air flight, sometimes you'll drink that water and you'll notice that it's not going anywhere for a day. But believe me, your body will release it. And once it does, you will feel amazing. Knowing that that fluctuation will occur, keeping that in mind and seeing that that's part of your body's natural influx will certainly help. So, glass of water will keep that bloat away. Enjoy your day.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done. It's about what you're doing. It's all about